I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game Like the Lone Ranger, Lance Armstrong rides again. Sans bib, sans testing, sans everything. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Last week you said, to my surprise, the Super Bowl is good. And after the game was over, the mayor of New Orleans agreed with you, even though half the lights went out in the Superdome for 34 minutes. Did he miss that part?
You know, I'm beginning to think that the only reason that people are complaining about the power outage at the Super Bowl is that it made the CBS broadcast crew look like jackasses when they had to vamp. I don't know about you. At my party, people just went for more dip.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody noticed.
And, Bill, it was the best part of a Super Bowl for you because there wasn't any football.
We would be remiss if we did not offer tip of the Only a Game cap to the Ravens and quarterback Joe Flacco. Are you among those who now believe he deserves a great big contract extension?
Yeah, I think he deserves a great big contract extension. But however, I'm not his agent who thinks he should be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. You know, Bill, coincidentally, that would make his agent the highest paid agent in the NFL. Wow.
During the post-Super Bowl parade in Baltimore, one of the Ravens fell off the float upon which the team was riding, and it was reported that, quote, Ray Rice has no injuries. Did that report come from a reliable source?
It came from sports correspondent Ray Rice, who apparently chats about himself in the third person.
Sounds to me like he suffered a concussion.
But my favorite thing was how he's explaining to people that he wasn't hurt. He says, I caught myself in the push-up position, got back up and said, let's party.
Yeah.
Okay, every time I like break something, I'm going to say, let's party.
As long as you catch yourself in the push-up
position.
On Thursday night, the Boston Celtics beat the Los Angeles Lakers, which wouldn't have been a big deal since neither team is in the NBA's top tier currently, except that the Celtics have won six straight since losing Rajon Rondo for the season. That had to surprise you a little bit.
Yeah, this has, of course, started a completely moronic sports talk radio conversation in Boston about how the Celtics are really a better team without their best player. Basically, the results of that Laker game prove one thing and one thing only, that the Lakers really stink. I mean, they're really a bad team right now.
The Houston Rockets led the Golden State Warriors by about 30 points in the closing moments of a game on Tuesday night, and I understand that it is customary for a team with a lead like that and with the ball to just dribble out the clock. Why didn't the Rockets see it that way?
Because the Rockets were trying for an NBA record of three-pointers made in a game, and the Warriors decided to intentionally foul them so they wouldn't be able to do it. And Coach Mark Jackson of the Warriors made it a point of pride. He said he's an old-school basketball player and an old-school coach. If you're going to shoot threes, we're going to run you off the line. Okay, fine. They played defense until the end of the game. I have no problem with that.
Joakim Noah, who was injured, was escorted from the Chicago Bulls bench during Monday night's game with the Indiana Pacers. What did he do, insult a referee or something?
No, he got escorted, may I emphasize, off the bench because the league office had a problem with his wardrobe, which they haven't exactly explained to him, apparently. He was wearing a gray sweater and a black blazer and jeans, and he was being asked to change, apparently, because the stupid David Stern dress code, which he put in place so the NBA's corporate fans wouldn't be scared by rap music, doesn't include sweaters and a blazer.
Did it work? Are the corporate sponsors less frightened by rap music than they otherwise
except
would
except for the ones who would, like, produce rap music and make millions of dollars off it, yes, including the NBA.
LeBron James announced this week that he doesn't think it's possible for a team to pay him his actual value. His salary this season is $17,545,000. Do you suppose Mr. James would regard that as close?
I don't think he does, actually, and I'm not entirely sure he's, in a purely objective sense, wrong. It's just something you shouldn't say.
In college basketball, number one, but maybe not for long, Indiana lost to Illinois. We have talked about this topsy-turvy season before, but am I the only one who's surprised that all these upsets are continuing?
No, you're not the only one that's surprised, but it does give you an indication that the NCAA tournament this year could be very wild and very much fun.
The trucks are heading south, and at least one pitcher should be very well motivated to show up to spring training on time. Do you think King Felix Hernandez might be the first pitcher to report for the Mariners?
Well, do you think LeBron James thinks Felix Hernandez is getting paid what he's worth? Because he signed a five-year, $135.5, and I have to get the .5 in there, million-dollar contract extension with the Mariners. He was the living definition of trade bait for about 3 months earlier this year. But Seattle, the small market Seattle Mariners somehow managed to come up with $135 million.
Yankee star Alex Rodriguez is caught up in yet another doping scandal, Charlie. I know you grow weary of talking about such things, but I'm going to ask you, do you agree with ESPN's breaking news headline on that subject?
What's that? People dislike A-Rod? Yes, I think... As long as there's, as long as they've got two sources and some documentation behind that, yes.
There was evidence this week that Kurt Schilling wants people to stop thinking of him as the guy whose video game company crashed and burned, taking lots of jobs and investment dollars with it. Have I got that right?
Yeah, he's decided to leap back into the middle of the spotlight and say that a Red Sox employee offered him performance-enhancing drugs back in 2008. This has, of course, thrown Kurt back into the middle of being the hero of the whole performance enhancement drug scandal, although when he had a chance to say all of this under oath in front of Congress, he turtled very badly, almost as badly as his company.
I think in defense of the Red Sox, he has now backpedaled and
said
it was nobody in uniform and it was nobody in the front office. So what was it, the guy who goes for ice packs?
It was a guy who was a traveling PED salesman who wandered into the clubhouse.
Forbes magazine has once again strayed from financial news this week. Forbes announced the names of the two most disliked athletes in America, Lance Armstrong and Manti Te'o. Did they miss anybody?
No, but the list is bizarre. What is poor Jay Cutler doing in fourth place? Besides being like a bad quarterback, what did he ever do?
Where's Alex Rodriguez?
And Alex Rodriguez is actually two places behind him. Ooh. And one place behind Meta World Peace, the former Ron Artest, who is on this list, I guarantee you, because he renamed himself Meta World Peace.
Charlie, I know how much you enjoy celebrating records set
sports.
By people who are not involved in sports at all. Let's see how you feel about a guy who spent over 4 years trying to set one of those records, only to be denied. Tell us briefly of the travels of Graham Hughes.
He was trying to travel to all 201 countries of the world without flying, and he managed to do it, and his record bid will not count because he crossed into Russia illegally. What? I don't get.
They don't want any law-breaking in the pursuit of their record.
We cannot accept your application as we do not accept any illegal activity.
Mm-hmm.
I would give him the record. I mean, honest to God, what do the Guinness people care about Russian immigration rules?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places, and he joins me each week here on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Paul.